Interview with Knotel CEO on WeWork IPO troubles by Business Insider.
The flexible office space was fueled by dollars chasing WeWork's success. Not every company in the space wants to emulate WeWork now, particularly as its plans to go public have soured. WeWork's troubles could hurt rivals, including Knotel. The company's co-founder and chief executive officer, Amol Sarva, told Business Insider in an interview last week. Amol Sarva, CEO of flexible office provider Knotel. Knotel money losing WeWork had been weighing a valuation of as little as $10 billion in a potential public offering, according to reports, significantly lower than the $47 billion it had commanded in its last round of fundraising. WeWork is trying to court Fortune 500 clients, which provide a more reliable revenue stream, but a majority of its customers are small companies, startups, and individuals looking for communal office space and amenities like networking and coffee. We're almost at the point where people say, flex. In contrast to co-working's communal space model, flexible office providers manage office space for companies that can be outfitted more quickly and cheaply than a traditional lease. Workers only share the space with their colleagues, and companies can save on long-term costs by outsourcing office management, managing office audio-visual equipment and restocking supplies, for example, to their flexible office provider.